Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome back to another segment. It's been a while I've been on here, but this one is going to be very special. Going to go straight to the point. Had a great conversation with a great guy who met a beautiful young lady off a dating site. My friend is on at the stage of his life to embark into something beautiful, very successful. He's done very well for himself. So now he'd like to add a beautiful relationship added to his life. Met a very young, very nice young lady. They met at a parking lot. You know, nothing crazy, nothing kicky, just a very good conversation. He was very troubled. He talked to me about it. Very nice young lady, very beautiful. I've had a hell of an experience in her background, but things worked well. But then now after that, you have to build a conversation. You have to get to know the individual's mindset, the way she thinks. And unfortunately, the young lady has been had a long time in the marriage and kind of put some building blocks that caused her to be cautious, skeptical, guarded, you know, the whole nine yards. So this is the reason why I'm going to make today's content. And this content is going to be about men and women. When is it time to realize your job is not to go to war in combat with somebody's mindset, psyche, thought process, and the way they think? Now, I'm going to be first and foremost, I'm going to be empathetic, and I'm going to show sympathy. A lot of people are going through a lot in today's world, in today's society. You name it. Look what's going on with the Maui fires. A lot of people have a lot of childhood trauma. I believe every human being has a little trigger and a lot of trauma. This is my stance. If someone is at the place in their life and they have put all the building blocks together, and you're not going to be perfect. There's no way in hell you're going to be perfect. But you have some things that you've acknowledged and you're aware. But you always realize you go back to the resource, whether it's prayer, whether it's meditation, whether it's going to see a therapist or a counselor or a pastor. You go back to the resource if you feel like it's coming. But till then, if it's in a place, if it's dormant, then you know what? I believe in my mind, you are ready to provide and add that value into someone's happiness. Fast forward to what my friend is going through. Woke up, he's in a great mood, he's positive, he's on his way to work, only to get a long text message from the young lady. And my friend proceeded to read it to me, and I just told him, bro, it's not your job to go to combat. Now, you can pray for her, you can wish her well, you can add her in your prayer list of hoping things will go well. But one thing you cannot do, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to all you guys, stop going to war with people's thought process, psyche. Whatever they've gone through in their experience in their past, that's not your grocery, that's not your department store. I add that in department store is, look, we all have a department store in our life, whether it's in your heart or whether it's your spirit. You got to wipe the dust off the shelves and put real brand new product. You can't walk into a store when you are the brand new owner walking into a brand new department, but yet you got some dust to scatter because of the individual, what they went through. It's not being mean. It's not being heartless. It's just realizing, hey, you're not there yet. I think we're so scared to walk away or exit, or somebody who may be on these platforms that swipe left. We're so scared. We want to save. We want to rescue. That's not what we're supposed to do, guys. That's not your job. If you want to help or save or rescue, you do that for your family or someone who's incapable of doing it, like a child. But you can't do that to grown women or grown men. That's their life. That's their job. That's something that they need to deal with. He asked me, what do I do? You wish her well. And then you do what's best. The great late My Angelou said there's a gift of goodbye. Why are we scared to saying goodbye? Why are we scared to saying I wish you the well? Now look, not everybody's wired like me, not everyone's wired like my friend. Just recently there was an article of a man who got served divorce papers and he went ballistic and shot his wife over 20 times. What happened to the good old days when someone says, hey, it's not working out? Yeah, it sucks. Yeah, you're going to cry. Yeah, you're going to shed a tear. You're going to have a heartbreak. But you got to realize you're the power. You have the best self to improve and develop. Too many people are walking around wanting to threaten others because someone is not in their life and they're scared to walk away. I'm sure this woman is a very nice young lady. I'm sure she's very kind. But you see, the thing is, we want something so bad as human. We have a physical and we have an attraction chemistry. That's great. You get the kissing going, you get the hugging going, you get the whole nine yards of great intimacy. But then in the end of the day, when you're not with that person, now you have a hope and pray that what you experience in the physical, you got to hope and pray that you get to love her spirit, her mind, her soul, and who she represents. And then when you realize and you get to know the person, they're two unequal persons. Especially someone who's cautious, skeptical, and guarded. Majority of the world is. But what happens to the people who are new butterflies, who are ready to float in the air and feel free will, open, connected to God, connected to the universe? What happens to them? I mean, it's going to be very hard for that butterfly to fly and land on an individual that's just not there. You're always going to be clashing. You're always going to be clashing. And 9 out of 10, no one deserves to get half. If you want something in life, you have to prepare for it to be whole. You have to open your heart to want it. You have to open your heart to get it. You have to open up your mind, your spirit, your soul. You got to open every part of you. And if their person is not there, you got to understand it's not a good investment in your life, in your future. Because every time something were to happen, a trigger happens. You know? It's very unfortunate. We live in a world of a lot of cautious. And I could understand. But the fact of the matter is, we don't want to wake up in the greatest sight that God has given us, a visual. The only thing that we can focus on is the bad, the horrible, the grotesque, the terrible, the news that continue to bombard us and leave us in fear. Whatever happens to an embrace of the great feeling of wanting to be loved, wanting to be desired, all of a sudden, then when somebody approaches a woman, it sucks knowing that you are the face of cautious. You're the face of fear. You're the face of skeptical. The design that they have implemented in us in today's culture, in today's country, looks like there's a true gender war out there. And I'm saying this because I don't want to come out empathetic. Like, oh my God, you don't know what we've been through. Yes, I get it. I could understand it. I graduated from criminal justice. I've done thesis report on horror stories from rape to molestation to human trafficking. But we have to start realizing there's resources out there, everybody. And if you're walking to these opportunities, these platforms, these sessions, knowing that you're not there, the best thing to do is reward yourself and be by yourself. But that's the problem. Nobody wants to be by themselves. They want others to co-sign what they're going through, and they have to hope and pray that this individual is going to be patient. We live in a fast world. People are busy. Now we got to add that into our portfolio by taking time and make sure that something's eliminated at someone's shoulder. Just recently, someone told one of my business partners, give me some time, I'm shy. What man in his right mind is so busy, now he's got to add that in his assignment to give somebody patience and time because they're overcoming shy? If that's something that's holding you back on your blessing, you got to look in the mirror and find out what you can do to eliminate that so you can get the blessings that God put in forth. Guys, that's all I got to say. If you're not where you are, reward yourself, be by yourself, and be the best version of your life so you could add in a great investment and a great future to the individual who wants you. That's my segment for today. Everybody, God bless you, and I wish you well.